There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
New information, please.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
I'm going to need everything. All the info you got.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, you guys. Give me all the dirt.
Steve Martin tweeted on Sunday about his experience with receiving a dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. He said he had good news and bad news about it. The good news is that it was easy and smooth. The process was he signed up online in New York and waited in line for that. He said the bad news is that he was able to get the vaccine because he's 75 years old. A UK man has been fined the equivalent of $270 for violating lockdown rules by leaving the house to play Pokemon Go. Police say the man traveled from one town to another to try and capture some digital critters, breaking rules that only permit people to leave their homes with a reasonable excuse. A police spokeswoman reminded locals that everyone has a part to play in ensuring they slow the spread of the virus. And finally, while being interviewed about his latest movie on HBO Max, The Little Things, an interviewer read Denzel Washington some kind words from his son. Denzel was recently named the best actor of the 21st century by the New York Times. And John David Washington said of his dad, "I think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. So it was a very proud moment for our entire family." And Denzel responded, "Wow, I'm speechless." Well, he had tears in his eyes. That's the latest dirt. You can find more by going to mytalk1071.com or downloading our app.
You learn so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Come back in an hour.